We're just talking about advancements in cars. The Corvette that would not let the man either start it or get out of it.
But he got in it.
But he got in it, yeah. Did the guy not have it locked? Is that what happened?
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
I guess. It won't start without a key, of course. Mm-hmm. You have to have the key in it.
I've never quite figured out all the details of that. You know, because as you mentioned, Kelly, the technology advances all the time.
Yeah.
Leaving you in the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your vehicles. Oh, always. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, for instance, my car, and I'm not sure about, Biggie's has a remote start. Mine doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie can start his car while he's sitting in here.
Yeah, very impressive. On hot summer days.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Cools
yeah.
it down.
Yeah.
But, see, my car, you can't start it unless the key is inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get out of the car and, like, put some groceries in the back or something like that while the car is running.
Yes.
If I close the doors, it beep, beep, beeps and said, hey, man.
Your key's in here.
Your key's in your pocket. It's yeah. not inside.
Right, yeah.
My question is, and I've never gotten a complete answer, how far could someone climb in there and drive? Because yeah. it is running.
So if you've got your key in your pocket, but the car's running,
unlocked and running.
So if I dive in and try to steal
it. Put it in gear.
How far can I go?
How far can you go?
I think I can go as far as I want, but once I turn it off, I
can't. Until you shut it off?
I think that's the answer. But I don't know. Now, my wife's car's that way. She has one of those, God darn, I don't know. It's, you know, it's not
even. Newfangled fobs.
I hate that stuff. I
want a push button start.
You want
an ignition, damn it.
I want to turn a God darn key. Give me a key.
What happened to our nation's key makers?
Thank you. The fact now that you just got a fob in your pocket.
Does either candidate have a plan for them?
I can comfortably say no.
Thanks a lot, Kamala.
I got no keys. Comrade Kamala took
That's
the keys
right.
away. That's right. Don't have them now. Very good point. Listen, I know I'm on no caffeine, so I'm in a mood. But give me a darn key to start a car. This whole, to me, the fob sets up a major issue.
We have friends that have cars that have, of course, the remote start,
mm-hmm.
the key fob.
Yes.
And they don't use a house key. They have a keypad for their home. There's no keys in their life.
Wow. Really?
In their lives.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
My wife set us up with the keypad for the home. After we had an incident with Pine Straw, we had to beef up security.
Yes.
So now it's a code to get into the home.
Pop, 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 beep, beep.
And I can't tell you how many times I've had my hands full of something going, oh, God, I got to type in this code.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it locks on its own. Once you're in the house, within a minute, it locks. So there's no, leaving unlocked.
Okay, I think it's the same system that our friends have.
The minute lock. Because I have it.
Yeah.
And one, people are terrible with the keypad.
Yes.
Nobody can ever get the timing right until you've done it a few times.
Yes.
Either you go way too fast
mm-hmm.
or you go way too slow. Nobody seems to get it until you've done it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, oh, I got it. But I will say it's that minute lock.
Pain.
It's a pain. You'll go to open the door because you were just there.
Yeah.
You go to open, it's locked.
It's locked again.
Dang it.
I know. You probably can set it for like 3 minutes.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah. You know, and I don't want to brag. Ours even has thumbprint technology. You can put your thumbprint on it. It'll open it up for you. But mine, it never quite reads my thumb right. I have to keep on thumbing it. And my son, God, my son, here's what he does. He uses the keypad to come into the home, but then he won't shut the door properly. It'll be like just slightly open. So when it does lock itself after a minute, the deadbolt,
it's not latched.
It won't go into the hole, and an announcement will come on saying door is improperly latched, and we're all like, God, you messed up the door again. You can't shut a door. He's like, that thing, can't we just go back to a key? That thing is so
you have a partner.
Terrible. Yeah, I do. We both just want keys.
I can't close a door.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not a carpenter.
Can't you close a door? I'm sorry, I'm not a world-class carpenter. What do you want? No, I can't. Brian, you're talking about key fobs. Go ahead.
Yes, I run a high-end auto repair shop down here in Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
And those comfort access keys like that, once the car is started, you could get the key, throw it out the window. The car will drive indefinitely until you stop it.
Yeah.
Once you stop it, it won't restart again afterwards.
There's
it's kind of what we thought.
Okay, that's
Thank
the
you.
Definitive answer on it. Then, do you like do you like that technology, or are you with me? You just want an old school key.
You know, I got both cars that have either one of them, and I'd like a good old-fashioned key.
Me too.
To tell you, BMW now with the old-fashioned cut keys, they're discontinuing making them. Last time we had to order one, we had to, like, 6 months for them to make a key and a key lock cylinder for the car.
Wow.
6 months. Crazy?
Thank you, Brian. That is really good information. Appreciate that.
He has cool
that.
Cars around him all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a cool job,
Buying
I think.
Cars.
I'm not even a car guy, but that's a cool thing there, you know. Joe, you're talking about key fobs also. Go ahead.
Yeah, P1, fellas. Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, not my proudest moment, but I did get in some sort of an argument with a lady at a convenience store. Walked out. Her car was running with a key fob in her seat, so I just took the key fob, put it under her car, so hopefully she just drove off and is never able to start it again.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
That's diabolical.
That is low, but man, did that work. Holy cow. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Turbo Ted, you're talking about key fobs also. Give me a good old-fashioned key, I've said. Go ahead.
I'm with you 100%. I love keys. But anyway, when we bought our Chevy here recently, they offered us an extended warranty specifically for the key fob because they are expensive to replace.
They really are.
I've heard that. Broken.
They are, yeah. Thank you very much. You're exactly right.
Warranty on the key fob.
My son has a Toyota 4Runner, and somebody stepped on his key fob, and it was crushed.
Mm.
So now he just has the innards of it. Now, it still works.
Yeah.
But it's the tiny little, it looks like a little computer, what do you call it? Like a little
a chip.
A computer chip with a tiny little button that unlocks and locks the car. Now, how long until he's going to lose that? You know, it's the size of a postage stamp, and he's just started using that. Like, son.
Was it a baddie that did it, so he had to forgive?
He said,
sorry.
Yeah.
I stepped in your key fob.
It's cool. I could still use it.
Yeah.
Look, still works. My dad will get me a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if
Free.
Maybe she had like a stiletto heel.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she probably, mm-hmm. He probably thinks they're free. Exactly.